This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, as expected, based off of recent events, the U.S. and China are headed for a trade war at the cost of U.S. farmers. China has included soybeans in its latest proposed retaliatory tariffs, following other ag products such as pork and ethanol. Those all stem from the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. and others proposed this week. The American Soybean Association expressed extreme frustration regarding the escalation of a trade war, as China is proposing a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans. The American Soybean Association called on President Trump to withdraw the tariffs that caused the retaliation and engage with China in a constructive manner. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the tariffs are testing both the patience and optimism of families who are facing the worst ag economy in 16 years, and adding that this has to stop. China purchases 61% of total U.S. soybean exports and more than 30% of overall U.S. soybean production. Well, at-large director for the Illinois Soybean Association, Austin Rinker of Mawiqua, agrees that the proposed tariff is bad news for U.S. soybean farmers. I caught up with Austin yesterday afternoon to hear his comments about the trade dispute and find out how things are going as he waits to start Plant 18.
Oh, no, we definitely seen the markets kind of respond there yesterday when it was announced overnight. I think we're down as low as 55 cents there at one point in time. But been kind of a pleasant surprise here today to see things rebound as well as they have. But, going forward with that possible tariff on soybeans, if they do come up with a date and there is a tariff going forward here in the future, no, without a doubt, there could be some detrimental effects to Illinois agriculture.
So what does Illinois Soybean Association think about this? What is the message that you guys are trying to get out?
Well, without a doubt, China is an important market for us. 25% of the soybeans raised here in Illinois will go overseas, and that's almost a $1.75 billion value. So without a doubt, very important to the Illinois farmers. So, going forward, we just kind of like to see free trade and what we had before, because I think it's a real testament to how we have operated. We're very efficient at producing soybeans here in Illinois. We have a great infrastructure system, and we can move those soybeans very, very efficiently. And I think it's just been a really good relationship here so far on how we've worked with China, how we've grown that market over there. And farmers have a lot of dollars invested, through their checkoff dollars in China. And that's just been a really spectacular market for us that continues to grow.
And I'd say a really important market. China imports a lot of your soybeans and soybeans from farmers across our state, so we definitely don't want to lose that relationship.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Illinois is the number one soybean-producing state in the country, and just kind of a fun fact, if Illinois was its own country, we'd be the fourth largest country in the world in soybean production. So without a doubt, very, very important. And, and soybeans touch a lot of different industries with Illinois and lots of different jobs. Just raising soybeans, crushing soybeans, and other related industries. Informa Economics did a study, and that equates to almost $28.3 billion in sales through all that different activity, and about 114,000 jobs within Illinois. So, big business.
Yeah, very big and very important to Illinois' economy and the country's economy, I would say, as a whole. Austin, are you urging farmers to talk with their legislators to get the word out that we want to see this changed, or, what can farmers do?
Well, I think you had a good comment there. I think, talk with your local legislators, going forward, we don't want to disrupt our trade with China. I mean, hogs are very, very important to us, too. 74% of the meal that's crushed in Illinois is being fed to hogs here within the state, so that's our number one customer here in animal ag within Illinois, too. So, and agriculture is very dependent on exports and a very, very important market to us.
All right. Well, sounds great. And we hope that things turn around and that tariff is not put into place. I know there's a waiting period on that. Austin, it's been pretty wet. That's the conversation I'm having, whether it's with a farmer or an agronomist. Everybody's just kind of waiting for things to get started for Plant 18. How are things going on your farm, and what are you guys working on?
Yeah, I farm just south of Decatur, and we're pretty wet here right now. We actually got in the field the end of March, and ground conditions were really good, maybe just a little dry, but we were able to level up some tile lines and get our manure spread and get that kind of field work done, and we've really tapped the brakes here now. We've probably had a little over 5 inches here since the end of March, so we're pretty wet and still just doing some equipment prep and trying to get things ready because we'll have to go pretty hard when the opportunity comes along. But looking at that long-term forecast, I think it's probably going to be a couple weeks.
And I'm sure you are anxious for those couple weeks to be here and gone and warmer temps to start rolling.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sick of seeing snow in April. I didn't really think I was going to have to worry about that, but it's been a problem here for the first week of April.
Are you guys getting nervous yet as far as the timeline goes that we're going to be too late in the season, or are we still early enough that we've got time for things to dry out and it's not going to hurt the crops too much?
Well, I think we're early enough yet, and with the technology we have here on the farm, I think we've really kind of amazed ourselves here the last couple of years. We had just a tremendous amount of replant last year, and the corn was planted late, and that was some of the best corn on the farm. But when a farmer really has to, this corn crop could be planted within 4 to 5 days or a week on most farmers' operations here now with auto steer and high-speed planters and just everything we have at our disposal here now.
So we're still in good shape. We just need some warmer, drier weather soon. We can't continue with this cold stuff.
Oh, definitely. And we're seeing more guys kind of pushing planting date here on soybeans, too. It's been neat with that little bit of a nice weather at the end of March, seeing different guys playing around putting soybeans in the ground and trying to play with planting date on soybeans. So it'll be kind of fun to see how that turns out for some guys.
Austin Rinker, at-large director for the Illinois Soybean Association from Moquegua. Well, in other news, a new study commissioned by the National Pork Producers Council shows the negative effect of agriculture losing access to foreign workers. Given a tight labor market in rural areas, losing foreign workers would lead to a large drop in ag jobs. Iowa State University economists discovered that a loss of foreign workers that's caused by a change in immigration policy will not be offset by native-born workers and permanent residents. Instead, the economists discovered that a limited supply of foreign-born workers would trigger a reduction in demand for workers as production costs increase. It would also decrease ag output as farmers would have to abandon labor-intensive operations. The results would be anywhere between a 3.4 and 5.5% decrease in the total number of farm workers. Several factors have led to a severe labor shortage in agriculture. Those factors include an 8-year negative population growth rate in rural areas, an aging rural workforce that either can't or won't do strenuous ag work, and an unemployment rate near 4%. Although most economists consider 4% unemployment as full employment. The National Pork Producers Council supports legislation that would create a new visa that would allow foreign ag workers to remain in the U.S. for up to 3 years. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.